In North Dakota headlines today, the state patrol says a 60-year-old Dickinson man and 60-year-old woman were both taken to the hospital after he lost control of their small SUV on I-94 Thursday afternoon near Jamestown. The patrol says the SUV ended up in a slough, and the driver will face a DUI charge. Senator Hovind says the wild horses at the Theodore Roosevelt National Park are staying put. Hovind says the National Park Service is dropping a plan that sought to remove the horses from the park. A group seeking to put a measure on the ballot to legalize recreational marijuana in North Dakota can start gathering signatures. The Secretary of State approved their paperwork for the proposal on Thursday. The group will now need more than 15,500 valid signatures by July 8th to get it on the November ballot. And Minot authorities say no one was hurt in a house fire there on Wednesday afternoon. The house, however, sustained significant damage, and the cause is still under investigation. I'll be back with Lake Region News right after this. In Lake Region News today, Devils Lake Police say an adult man attempting some sort of trick on a skateboard was struck by a pickup Thursday afternoon when the skateboarder lost his balance on the curb and fell into the path of traffic. Police say the collision happened about 2:20 Thursday afternoon near the intersection of College Drive and Highway 19. Police say the northbound pickup driver was slowing down for the stoplight at the time of the collision. The skateboarder was transported via ambulance to the hospital for treatment of various injuries. Police say no citations were issued in connection with the crash. Authorities say three men are facing numerous charges in connection with an alleged incident earlier this month at a residence here in Devil's Lake involving multiple child and adult victims. According to court documents, 47-year-old Byron Littlego Sr. is facing seven charges, six of which are felonies. 26-year-old Patrick Wayne Little Sr. is facing four felonies and two misdemeanors. And 45-year-old Leo Philip King is facing four felonies. Authorities say charges vary among the defendants, but in total include terrorizing, felonious restraint, reckless endangerment, and aggravated assault. Authorities allege King served as an accomplice to aggravated assault and terrorizing. Authorities allege the incident included the use of brass knuckles and the brandishing of a knife. Little Ghost is also charged with wearing a mask during a crime. All three men are being held at the Lake Region Law Enforcement Center jail. The bond for each has been set at $100,000 cash. Devils Lake Police Chief Jason Toso says the department will take part in a statewide enforcement effort that starts May 1st. Toso says a click-it or ticket effort will involve an emphasis on seatbelt violations. He says the department's reimbursed for the officer overtime that's required for the campaign.
We get a lot of participation from our officers. They do a great job. And again, it's federal money that the state gets, and they disperse it to different agencies that partake.
Toso says motorists are reminded that lack of seatbelt use is now a primary offense here in North Dakota. He says that means, unlike in the past, officers do not need another reason to pull a vehicle over if a seatbelt violation is observed. Toso will talk more about the click it or ticket effort on tomorrow's police report, airing on all the radio work stations. And the spokesperson for Lake Region State says the college expects around 100 students will take part in commencement next month. Aaron Wood says that event is scheduled for Friday, May 10th at 10 a.m. in the school's auditorium. Wood says the college will also take into account those that are unable to travel here to Devil's Lake for the event.
If there's family and friends that can't make it to graduation, we will have a live stream link for that.
Wood says the live stream will be available via the college website at lrsc.edu or through the college Facebook page. That's a look at state headlines and Lake Region News today. For Radio Works, I'm Eric Arndt.